Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Friday, May the 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2010. I want to let everyone know I am thrilled to be here today. Our topic for discussion is thinking about coaching. Understand it first. And what I want to do today is for those people out there who are interested in coaching, and particularly anybody with ADD, try to share my personal thoughts. And this is my opinion, so I want to be clear, it's not representative of any fact. It's just my view of coaching and styles that I would like to impart with some of the users that are interested, and from a different perspective that might actually it might help you in looking at coaching and figuring out what's right for you. Before we get into things, I want to announce next week we're having Kim Gundy on, and we're going to be the topic is going to be married to ADHD. Should be an insightful conversation. Kim's going to share her personal experience being married to a spouse with ADD, so that promised to be very exciting. We have many more Attention Talk Radios planned for the next month. We have some guests that are rearranging time, so I can't announce those right now, but please visit blogtalkradio.com/Attention Talk Radio throughout the week to look for updates. Today I actually want to celebrate a little bit. We haven't quite finished our whole first year of Attention Talk Radio, but we are a good 10 months into it, and we continue to break records in terms of listenership. And it's been very, very exciting. There's definitely a growth curve, so the word is getting out. And I thought it would be fun to do a little promotional thing. I've never done it before. But for you listeners out there that are might be interested in free 1 month free coaching from Dig Coaching, we're going to do a little promo. I'm going to ask listeners who are interested to send me an email at info@digcoaching.com. Again, that email address is info@digcoaching. And if you put in the subject line ATR for Attention Talk Radio Promotion, in the email put your name, your telephone number, your email address, and I do need to confine this to the continental United States. If you say that, I will put your name into a drawing, and the person that we draw will receive 1 month free coaching. I do need to put a time limit, so I do need your emails in by February the 28th. Just so it doesn't live in perpetuity here, but if you get that stuff, we'll have the drawing, might even have the drawing on the 28th on our show or shortly thereafter. So let's move on, because you didn't necessarily call to listen to that stuff. Those listeners are here because you want to, you're interested in my thoughts on coaching, I guess the styles of coaching. And I guess what I'd like to kind of frame out is, years ago when I got into coaching, I had this definition of what I thought a coach was, and it took me a while to listen and assimilate and get my arms around it a little bit, and really kind of understand the demarcation and the delineation, and actually understand what some people refer to as coaching. And I guess, and in general rule, to me there's like three buckets. The first bucket is a consultant. And that's not a coach, but I think it's helpful for us to understand the nature of what a consultant is in order to understand coaching, and what I'm going to talk about, what I consider different styles of coaching. I think of a consultant with somebody who has some wisdom, a knowledge, a solution, and they bring it to an individual and impart that solution for you to adopt and establish in order to move you forward. Consultants have a very viable role. They can be very, very powerful and very efficient. particularly in a new area. But I like to think of them as they have a solution or have a top 10 list of solutions. And as a consultant, their job is to advise you on what that solution is. Now, let's just kind of hold the space. To me, a consultant can make many types of form. A minister could be a consultant, a doctor, a lawyer, an insurance agent, a business consultant, a financial planner, a teacher. All of them have knowledge or have something that they're trying to impart on you. So when I think of a consultant, it's just not like a business suit consultant person, but it's somebody with the characteristics of what I've described. Now, let's move into coaching. To me, there's two forms of coaching. One is what I'm going to call, like, I think of them as like behavioral coaches. And these are people who many times have a solution that they propose, and they coach your behavior around that particular solution. And in many sense, this to me is a very common thought or definition of coaching, because in a sense, all the consultants have an element of coaching. First, they come in with the solution. They present it, they educate it, they explain what's kind of going on. But many times after that, they kind of coach your behavior to kind of adapt it, to kind of work your way into it. You know, I'm a parent, and many times I act as a consultant. I have the solution for my child. Here, you need to do this. And I propose it, and then many times I do a lot of follow-up working with him, trying to help him pay attention and kind of get to the right thing to actually adopt that particular solution. So this form of coaching, I think, is very, very prevalent, and it's we're all coaches in one shape or another. We all have an element of even a mentor or somebody where you've got a solution, you've got something you're trying to impart, and then you kind of work with plenty. You kind of ask questions and kind of help them try on that particular solution, really try to make it its own. And these types of coaches are very common. But there's another type of coach, and I will admittedly say I subscribe to this coach, and it is more of, I don't have the solution. I guess it really says that. I don't really have the solution for you. My philosophy or my style of coaching is you have your own solution. You're different. Your solution is different from the consultant. In other words, it's not on their top 10 list. And so as a coach, what I'm doing, as opposed to a coach that kind of coaches your behavior to a solution, is I'm actually helping you unearth and understand your solution. Because after all, you are an expert on you. And many times we get stuck in our world paying attention to the obvious solutions, and when we're different, we can't actually see how we might do it. Now, I have dyslexia and I have a learning disability, which is why I consider myself an attention coach, and I work a lot with adults that have ADD. And years ago, I learned reading is very difficult for me, and I kind of coached myself, if you will, because I found I could read if I just read the first line of each paragraph and paid attention, not to the words, but what the message was, what the words were paying attention to. I actually graduated college doing that. Now, that's not the type of solution that I would get from a teacher, and quite frankly, it wasn't the solution of the learning disability experts told me when I grew up, but it was my solution. So, going back, a consultant to me is somebody who has a solution for you. A coach of behavior is somebody who takes a solution or a group of solutions or an idea and actually proposes it with you, and it kind of helps coach your behavior to adapt to that particular solution. And then, for lack of a better term, what I think the essence of pure coaching is as a coach, we do not have the solution for you. What we do is we help you figure out what is your obvious solution, which might not be obvious to everyone else. And we do that by looking at you as an individual, by mirroring back to you and really kind of helping you see the blinding flash of the obvious. Now, because consultants and what I mean coach behavior, many times they have a ready-made solution list, and I think those are really good. If you have a problem for the first time, try the obvious solution. It might work. But when that doesn't work, I think it's helpful to kind of look for the other kinds of coaches that will actually kind of look at you as unique and kind of help you find your solution. Now, finding your solution requires a lot of insight because there's nobody like you. So it requires something I call insightful thinking. And we've done some shows, and we've talked a lot about that in the past, of really the difference between methodical and insightful thinking. But when you call a coach, if you ask them the questions and just listen for them, many of them, or you look at their websites, many of them you will find have a solution, and they're going to coach your behavior to it. And that's good. But other times, when you're different or unique and you're struggling, you know that you're capable, it doesn't fit in, you might consider the other type of coach, the one I've described, or at least that's my area of, I guess, forte and expertise. Now, I'll tell you, I coach a lot of adults that have attention deficit disorder, and that's a specialty. I have insights in that area, not that all those with ADHD are the same. Matter of fact, they're all different. We actually had a show kind of mathematically calculating, there's, I think, 18,000 different versions of AD. Actually, there's more, but and I don't pretend to know all of them. But I have insight and experience working with ADD, so it kind of helps me understand where they are to kind of help ask questions to kind of help find out their individual solutions. And quite frankly, I coach a host of people, business people, housewives, artists, doctors, ministers. But I enjoy coaching those with ADD very much so, because they're quite fascinating, they're unique, and many of their solutions are nothing I ever would have thought of. And it's really quite fun, and it's really quite powerful to actually work with somebody when you start with them, have no idea how they do it, to figure out how they do it. And a lot of times when it's done, I'm like, wow, that's really kind of cool. I wish, that's really kind of neat. I can take something like that and kind of figure my own stuff out. So I'm hopeful this is helpful. I mean, this is high-level concept, but when you're out there looking and you're looking for what you need, some people really just need a consultant. Very insightful people who think they need to be, many times it's just really brainstorming with a consultant and kind of walking and kind of discussing kind of how they fit to themselves. But other times, people are really lost. They've tried all the obvious solutions, and they're just not working. I like to kin it to that person who's losing weight. I've tried all the diets, and it's not working. That's the time that you might consider looking for more of a pure ICF model type coaching, where the client's created naturally, resourceful, and whole. As a coach, we don't have the solution. They actually have it, and our job is to help them understand it and unearth it on their own. And those are very different types of philosophies, but I hope this will give you a mental metaphor or whatever to kind of categorize this as you kind of go out into the world. Now, we don't really have a lot of time, but two other things I'd like to say. Coaching, as opposed to therapy or consulting, coaching is really about where you are today. Like, all right, I need to get up in the morning. How do I get up out of the morning? It's really about today and kind of moving forward. Many times therapy and consulting goes back into the past to take a look at some things and move them forward. But coaching is really about, hey, I got this obstacle. I want to move forward. How do I get around it? It's very, 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 very practical. What do I do? That type of a thing, as opposed to therapy and counseling, which, and there's all kinds of facets on that, but I like to make the distinction that in coaching, you're not broken, you actually have the solutions, we want to move you forward, whereas some of the more mental health, not, this is a generalization, tend to be a little bit more, well, we're going to kind of fix the problem, treat and diagnose and kind of move forward. I hope that helps. The last thing is, when it comes to coaching, I like to think of coaching and understand coaching like this. Think of me as a blindfolded basketball coach. I coach exactly like a basketball coach does, but the difference is I'm coaching the thoughts, the beliefs, and the perception in your head, and I can't see them. The only person that can witness them are the individual that's having them, unlike a basketball coach who can see the action on the field taking place. So as a coach, when I'm working with somebody like that, I'm asking questions to understand what the person believes is working and what they're paying attention to understand that, in order to reframe some stuff. And many times moving forward is really not so much of understanding what to pay attention to, but help them to stop paying attention to what they were paying attention to. So with that, I need to wrap things up to conclude this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I hope this was useful. For anyone who's interested in my particular style of coaching, you can get information from me at www.gigcoaching.com, or you can call me at 813-837-8084. Remember, next week we're going to have Kim Gundy on talking about Married with ADHD. And for those out there who are interested in a free month of coaching, please send me your email, put in a lottery, and see if you will be a lucky winner. Take care, and we'll catch you next week.